Hi there. My name is Gerald King, but everyone calls me Jerry. Today I am going to read to you Stan's December edition of our newsletter. This newsletter will be issued every 3 months. We hope you enjoy it. The newsletter is 4 pages long. Each page is a pale cream in colour. On page one, at the top left-hand corner, there is a small white text box. Within this box, in bold capital letters, is the title Stand, S-T-A-N-D. Below this title, in smaller bold capital letters, are the words Striving Towards a New Day. And below this is a depiction of a hippo. Below this white box, and of a similar size, is a picture of a beautiful winter's day, depicting snow-covered trees and rolling hills. Below these, printed in bold letters, is the date, which reads December 2025. To the right of these small boxes, is a large text box, which is coloured light purple with bold black lettering. It reads, May we take this opportunity to welcome you to our December newsletter. We hope you have enjoyed our previous editions and have found them informative. We would love to hear your feedback on what is good about the newsletter or what you think could be improved. Again, may I reiterate that this newsletter is also a space for you to share up-and-coming events, tips, and any other news you would like to share. Best wishes, Gerald King, Chairperson of Stand. Below these upper boxes, pictures and texts, is a larger text box outlined with a dark purple border. Within this text box, at the top and highlighted with a pale blue background, are the following words. Our ethos is to enable and empower people with mild and moderate dementia and their families to live well. And below these words, and highlighted in bold, dark blue letters, is our webpage, www.standinfife.org. Below this, the newsletter begins with text printed in black letters on a light cream background, and reads, Since our last newsletter, Stan has been extremely busy. We have attended the Alzheimer's Scotland Annual Conference in Edinburgh. We also took a large deputation to the 106,000 Dementia Gathering and Deepness Scottish Dementia Arts Festival in Stirling. We have run our Good Life with Dementia course, culminating in a new young onset dementia group being formed in Dunfermline. We have had the launch of the Climate Wisdom Project in partnership with Outside the Box, see page 4. Stan was represented at the Age Scotland Awards ceremony in Perth. I had the pleasure of representing Stan at St Andrews University for the annual talk with psychology and neurology students. We have been holding a series of staff training workshops at the Hub in Kirkcaldy. Stan is currently represented on the Age Scotland About Dementia ESGA funding panel. We have held a successful AGM at the Victoria Hotel in Kirkcaldy in November, and we were invited along to Glenwood High School with regard to the Youth and Philanthropy Initiative. In brackets, see https://ypiscotland.org.uk for information. Below this text is a smaller light purple text box bordered in dark purple. The text is in black and reads, "To keep up to date with standard news and other events and useful links, see our website and members' Facebook page, in brackets, details on page 4. And to the right of this purple text box are three photographs. Picture 1 showing a large screen advertising the Age Scotland Awards and Conference held in Perth. Picture 2 was used to advertise the 106,000 Dementia Conference and Arts Festival held in Stirling and reads The Gathering. Picture 3 shows a PowerPoint slide entitled Post-Diagnostic Support and Care Coordination Improvement Programme, which was presented by Stephen Lithgow, Senior Improvement Advisor, Healthcare Improvement Scotland. Page 2. Page 2, as intimated previously, is light pale cream in colour. Page 2 is headed by a white text box with a spotlight in both the top left and right hand corners, shining a beam of light onto the heading in black bold lettering, which reads, In the Spotlight. Below the white text box and heading is a newsletter article written in black text on the light cream background. The article reads, Stan's dementia-friendly meeting space at Caddow Neighbourhood Centre evolved from the Good Life with Dementia course, with a small cohort which has now expanded to the extent that we need to create an additional group, England offers, to enable us to meet the demand. It is envisaged that the new group would be located in the Abbots Care Home in Stenton, Glenrothes. Hilary Cooper, our Caddon Meeting Centre facilitator, brings us a flavour of some of the workshops that the Caddon Group has been involved in below. Below this article is a picture of a music bingo card and 5 photographs, 3 lined up horizontally and 2 photos lined up vertically directly below the very first photo. Picture 1, horizontally, shows part of the mural which was painted on the wall at Caddam Neighbourhood Centre and depicts local landmarks in Glenrothes. In this section, the painting portrays the biomass plant and the statue of an adult carrying children, which is located at Glenrothes bus station. This mural was painted by members of the Caddam Group and most ably assisted by Donna, our town artist. Picture 2, horizontally, shows a headshot of myself, Jerry King, and Audrey Ross, acting our shoe size and not our age. Picture 3, horizontally, shows Andy from Art Link Central, who is filming the Caddam Group for the future documentary in conjunction with Stirling University. Picture 4, directly and vertically below picture 1, shows members of Stand joining in one of the music workshops with the amazing Robin Smith, a singer and songwriter in her own right. And picture 5, located directly below picture 4, is a photograph of the incredible Gus Harrower. Gus is a professional musician and singer-songwriter in his own right and has recently shared the stage at the Ovo in Glasgow with Callum Beatty. To the right of pictures 4 and 5 is a large text box shaded light blue. Within this box is a short article written in black lettering and reads, Caddam members have written a play about dementia group, so we have been very busy rehearsing. On a few occasions we have been joined by Andy from Artlink Central, who is filming us for a documentary in the future, which is very exciting. On the 23rd of September, the lovely Robin Smith came along with her guitar and we had a good old-fashioned sing-song and also a game of musical bingo. On the 5th of November, the very talented Gus was our visitor. So he helped the group write a song about Bonfire Night and fireworks. Incredibly, in less than 2 hours. Page 3 has a small white picture box in the top left-hand corner. In this box are 3 contemporary green Christmas trees with brown trunks and are decorated in dark green and bright red decorations. To the right and below of this white picture box is the next news article, printed in black letters on a pale cream background, and reads, "As the Christmas season is upon us, Stan is delighted to have been able to provide funding for each group to celebrate the season as they wish. 43 of us are going to the Adam Smith Theatre in Kirkcaldy for a Christmas meal before enjoying Aladdin. Oh no, you're not. Oh yes, we are. We hope to be able to fund new social events during 2026, including 2 additional outings each year open to all Stand groups. If there is somewhere you would like to visit, please let us know. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome our new group of families experiencing young onset dementia, who will start meeting every 4th Monday at St. Columba's Church in Dunfermline. This group is a result of our very successful A Good Life with Dementia course, which is currently facilitated by Eileen Donaldson and myself. It is hoped that this group may also wish to attend and support the meeting space at the Jean Mackey Centre in Dunfermline. If any member living with early onset dementia who has attended the course and has been inspired by it to become a co-facilitator themselves, please get in touch and we'll be very happy to offer you our support. Please contact Claire Spittlehouse via our email at admin@standinfife.org or by calling Claire on 07472 682 776. If you or anyone you know would like to learn more about other stimulating and rewarding opportunities with Stand as a support volunteer, please visit our website at www.standinfife.org. Encompassed in this article, in the lower left-hand corner, is a small picture which reads, "Join our team," and there's a chalkboard with white lettering held by a couple of hands on a blue background. Near the bottom of page 3 is another text box. This text box is a pale purple in colour with black writing and reads, "Most of our funding comes from grants, while our enthusiastic members and friends of Stand carry out boot sales, sponsored events, and several businesses support us. Stand has also received generous donations from local community groups and from funeral donations through Alex Little Funeral Directors. Most of our funding has been for Stand activity, such as creating and sustaining meeting centre spaces. Stand is grateful to Fife Voluntary Action, NHS Fife, Age Scotland About Dementia, Fife Council Community Chest, Luminate, People's Postcode Lottery, the Agnes Hunter Trust, the Lottery Community Fund, and the R.S. MacDonald Trust for their awarding of grants to Stand. Our thanks to you all for enabling us to take our vital work forward in helping people with early to moderate dementia to live well in their local communities in Fife." Page 4. Again, page 4 is a light pale cream in colour. The article at the top of page 4 is written in black lettering and reads. The Climate Wisdom Project will be launched in December, and early in the new year, we hope to have appointed a climate project worker to facilitate groups chosen climate-related activities. Stand groups will be allocated funds towards their choice of topics, and you may wish to start thinking about some activities that you would like to do, the equipment and resources you would need for your group. Below this article are two photos taken at the launch of the Climate Wisdom Project in Logilly. Picture 1 shows a photo of three members of Stan and two members of Outside the Box who attended the event. Picture 2 shows a photo of various leaflets with regard to the project that were available at the launch event. To the right of these photos lies another text box. This text box is a pale purple in colour with black writing and reads. The project is funded by the National Lottery Community Fund through the Climate Action Fund. It is a partnership led by Outside the Box, partnered with Meeting Centres Scotland, the Institute for Place, Environment and Society at the University of Heriot-Watt, and the Stockholm Environment Institute at the University of York. Below this is the final news article. This text box is coloured pale yellow and has a border of holly and holly berries, with small Christmas wreaths at the top left-hand and bottom right-hand corners. The text is in black and reads, "It's that time of year when you decorate your home and your Christmas tree with lights and baubles and lots of love and warmth. A time when the flicker and glimmer of bright lights and the smell of fresh new pine fills the air. As many of us decorate our trees with ornaments, just take a minute to remember that many of these ornaments hold significant and precious memories of their own. Tricia and I would like to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year when it comes. Enjoy the time spent with your families and loved ones. Eat well, be merry, but spare a thought for our loved ones who no longer walk beside us, but remain by our side every day. And spare a thought too for those less fortunate than ourselves. Chairperson, Gerald King." And finally, at the bottom of page 4, is our information box, pale blue in colour with a dark blue border, and reads, www.standinfife.org. https://linktr.ee/standinfife. Stand, members group on Facebook. Administrator, in brackets, Claire Spittlehouse. Contact admin@standinfife.org. Address, Stand, P.O. Box 29488, Cooper, KY159BG. Mobile phone, contact 07472 682 776, in brackets, Claire Spittlehouse, Administration Officer. At the foot of the page is our Scottish Charity Register, SC 105165 2.